You know, it's a great joy to sing for the glory of God. As you all know, that song was written by a lawyer. When there's a great fire in the city of Chicago, he sent his family back to England, and he stayed so he could take care of some clients in his law firm and his business. And as the ship sailed, and the next day he received a telegram. A telegram says that the ship sank, all his children died, and only his wife survived, barely made it. Some other lawyers in that law firm mock him and says, you know, how this man speaks, how God is great into his family or to his life, and now that his children die, let's see if he can still praise the Lord. And so he sent telegram to his wife and says, stay there, and I will, the next ship that will travel from here to England, I'll take it, and I'll see you. So he took the ship the next day, and he asked the captain if he would show the place where that ship sank, and then while they are passing through that place, the captain called him and he said, this is the place. He went out and stand by the railings of the ship, and he looked at the sea for about 15 minutes. He went back to his room and write a letter. He reached England. A few days after that, his wife got better. They went back to Chicago, and that letter he gave to Mr. Philip Bliss, and Mr. Philip Bliss put music in that letter, and that's what we have now. It is well with my soul. Written by Mr. Spafford, who was a very faithful supporter and a song leader of Dr. D.L. Moody. And he lost everything. But he can still say, it is well with my soul. What a testimony. And that's why I don't change my music in my church. I don't do those music that other Baptist churches do now. I don't entertain people with music. I sing music that worship God. Amen. Amen. I still have my hymns, and I will never change it by God's grace. Amen. And I will never be, I will not be ashamed. Amen. I still love to sing Blessed Assurance, written by a lady, a young girl who was blind from birth, abandoned by her parents because they cannot afford to bring her to the hospital. But she was cared by her grandmother. Every day her grandmother would read the scripture. And all in her life she was blind, but she can still say, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. She's blind, but she can write that song, To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done. That is Fanny Crosby, who was able to write 6,000 hymns, all dedicated for her grandmother. Because somebody cared for her. Somebody cared, amen. By God's grace, there are people being touched by your lives. Every day in our life, as a child of God, we need to touch someone's life. We need to be an influence. We need to be a Christian that show Christ. Because the Bible says, Apostle Paul, we are Christ-like. Amen? We are Christ-like. When people and our neighbors see us, they see a person that really worship God. They see a person who really walk with God. They see a person who really feared the Lord. You are familiar with this scripture in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 to 23. We might not be able to read them all because of time. I know we started at 6, And you normally end at 7 o'clock. I have 5 more minutes. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, the message that I'm going to bring with you this evening is about desiring God's presence. Desiring or the desire for God's presence in our life. You know, there are some people that to spend time with them is so refreshing, right? And enjoyable. Like you can never get enough when you are with them. When you are with your pastor, it's like you're excited, amen? Just rub his shoulder and you would get a blessing from God, right? But there are people that when you see them, it's like you like to run away, right? You like to, hey, get out. I'm gone. But you know, and if you are unable to be with them, to these people that you enjoy, if you are not unable to be with them for a while, you have a growing desire to see them, right? You have a growing desire, when could I see my grandmother? When would I see my grandfather, my parents, my pastor, or this man that encouraged me? Once you know when you will see them, or these people that you will want to see, when you're going to see them, you begin to anticipate great reunion. Wow, I'm going to see this person again. And the experience of their presence is that significant to you. David has that same desire for the presence of someone. He longs for the presence of God in the city of Jerusalem, which David has made the capital of Israel. He wants the presence of God there in Jerusalem as the capital city. Here in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 to 23, this is a point in the very early in the reign of David. King Saul ruled the nation for 40 years, which is long time in the Bible days. Now Saul is dead, and David is the first made king over Judah, and what? How many years? 7 years. Then 7 years later, over all Israel. David had the desire in his heart to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. The ark was the most revered piece of furniture in the tabernacle because the ark was the location for the physical presence of God. The physical presence of God. God has said concerning the ark in Exodus chapter 25, verse 22, "And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims who are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel." If you read that one, he said, in that place, in that ark of the covenant, I will meet with thee, I will commune with thee. That's the presence of God. I will be there. I'll talk to you there. David had the desire for the presence of God close by, and he wanted God's presence in his new capital, which is Jerusalem. Perhaps his heart already had a plan, in his heart he is planning to build the house of God, and he wants the presence of God there. That was the first step. The Ark of the Covenant was a wooden box, about 4.5 feet, by 2.5 feet wide and 2.5 feet deep, made of acacia wood, covered in gold. In the ark were the 2 stone tablets that contained the law, written with the finger of God. Also, there was a golden jar with a lid that contained pieces of manna to remind Israel of God's provision on their journey from Egypt. You know the word manna? That manna, it means in English word would be, what is this? What is this? When God supplied the blessing to Israel, they said, what is this? Because they don't recognize it. So, manna means, what is this? All right? And then, they don't know that that's the angel's food. So, manna is not like, it's not the name of the angel's food. Manna is, what is this? They don't recognize that that is heavenly food. Amen? Blessing. Amen? You know, sometimes in our Christian life, the blessing is already there. And just, what is this? Yeah. They don't recognize the blessing because we are far from God's presence. Aaron's rod that budded was in the box. You recall that God performed this miracle to prove that Aaron and his sons were God's choice to serve in the tabernacle following the rebellion of Korah. On top of the ark was the mercy seat between two gold cherubims, and between these angelic figures, God's physical presence rested there. The ark has been separated from the tabernacle for 100 years. Long gone for 100 years. It was taken away by the Philistines at the conclusion of Eli's ministry. They're taken. When the Philistine captured the ark, one of the sons of Eli had a son born that day, and his mother named him Ichabod. Remember? When Eli's wife gave birth, Ichabod, it means, the meaning, the glory has departed. God's glory departed from Israel because the ark was captured, was taken. The glory of God departed. You know, that is the saddest thing that will happen in our life when God's presence will be taken out. There are people, there are Christians nowadays that they don't care if God's presence is there. My friend, my dearly beloved in the Lord, if God's presence is right there in our life, we would walk with a holy life with God. But when your life is not in tune in God's will, when your life is not in God's, in line with God's Word, God's presence is not there. You need to have the desire for God's presence. We need it. The glory resided between the cherubim, but now is in the hands of Philistines. But you will remember that the Philistines suffered greatly while the ark was with them. Their solution was to return the ark to Israel, where it landed at Beth Shemesh for a short period of time, and then to Kiriath Jearim, where it remained until David's day, and David wants to bring the ark to Jerusalem. He wants the presence of God back to Jerusalem. Amen. God, and as David desired this presence or this Ark of the Covenant be back, you know, David was afraid. How can I carry the Ark? You know, it's not easy. The Ark was placed with the Levite family by the name Obed-Edom, where the Ark would stay for 6 months. David's best intentions were not enough. This is the first and very important step in David's plan for the house he will build for God. David's intentions were good. He wants God's presence. But you must come on God's term, not your term. Partial obedience is still disobedience. 99% obedience, 1% disobedience is still disobedient. That's why it's better for us to obey God 100%. Amen? Oh, I will obey God 101%. That's foolishness. There is no 101. What he want is full 100%. Amen? Amen? And the ark demanded holiness. David had no right to say, we don't need the poles, we can use a cart. Why? Because when he is trying to bring the ark of the covenant, he put it in the cart. God said, you don't put it in the cart. When they put that box in the cart, and then when that walked, and the ark almost fell, and there is a guy who touched it, and that guy died. Because he's not supposed to touch that ark, Uzzah. Because it should not be the way. God made a way. There is a ring that you can put a pole, and the Levite will carry. Because when you put that pole into that ring, and you carry it, four people will carry it, it will not fall. See? Don't use your own way, God's way, amen? God's pattern is always the best. Many times we make our plan outside from God's pattern. But when we desire the presence of God, our plan will always be in God's perfect will. In Psalm chapter 24, verse 3 and 4, we live in God's presence. You live appropriately when you live God's way. Your life will be appropriate when we live God's way. Amen? God's way. In verse 11 to 15, 2 Samuel chapter 6, the Bible says, and the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. You see that? When God's presence is right there, what happened to the family? The family were blessed by God. Amen? When we have the presence of God in our family, in our life as a child of God, there will be a blessing in our family. Amen? I don't believe in a prosperity gospel. I don't believe that. But one thing I know, He will bless you when God's presence is there. Amen? He'll bless us. I said, Lord, I'm in Thailand. I don't know anybody in Thailand. I don't speak their language. I am enjoying my life in the Philippines. I have a good ministry. I have good number of people in my church. I have lawyers. I have military officers. I have doctors and nurses. I am enjoying my life. I have a good time financially. I'm stable. I have a house where the people pay. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They provide the vehicle for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what you need to do for your pastor. Buy him a car. Yes. Amen. You truly appreciate your pastor? Buy him a car. Amen. One thing for you people here, you give card. Card is okay, but we need car. Amen. Oh. Praise God. I said, oh, no. There's a church that I preach. They provide their pastor Cadillac every other year. And there's a small church. There's an American preacher in my video a while ago. They provide him a nice car every year. Praise God. I said, I wish I pastor a church like that too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can do it, amen, if you love your pastor. So therefore, if you don't provide, you don't love, amen. But my dearly beloved in the Lord, the great blessing is right here. When God's presence is truly right there, He will bless. Because you enjoy God's presence. Amen. Amen. It's just like your father was there. You're excited to see your dad. And when your dad is there, everything is okay. Right? What a blessing. Here, God bless Obed-Edom. You see that in 1 Chronicles chapter 26. All his sons and brothers who ministered before the Lord as gatekeepers for the temple were 62. And all of these people were blessed by God. Because God's presence is there. It's in the scripture. Amen. Now, I would like to challenge each and every one of us to pursue God's presence passionately. Pursue God's presence passionately. I need to hurry up. I'm over time already. You can see David's passion for the presence of God. Now he is, what happened now? Now he is following the instruction. The priests carrying the ark on their shoulders, and the instruction was given there. They put the pole, and the priests carry it. And as they walk, they would walk 60 steps, and they would praise God. Amen. They would walk 60 steps, and they would praise the Lord, and just praising God. Amen. Now, and then the Bible says dancing, but this is not the dancing that you would see on the disco. People that do the dancing. This is like you're jumping, amen? This is your praising God, hallelujah, amen? You know, when my three sisters got sick, the doctor says, oh, there's no more hope. But then by God's grace, in just 2 days, we prayed, and they were all healed. And then, but the next problem you have is hospital bill. Three people in the hospital, there's a big hospital bill. But when my mother went to the cashier to ask how much is our bill, the people there says, it's all taken care of. Amen. Amen. Who paid? My mother says, who paid? There's a guy right there, who paid? But all my mother saw was the back of the guy. Never saw his face. We don't know who paid. But the angel of God passed by. Amen. Amen. Because God's presence is right there. And I jump and shout in the hospital, and people look at me as just like I am crazy. Just like what Micah here, the wife of David saw. He's just like crazy. Hey, I am praising God. Amen. When you have the presence of the Lord, you will be praising God. And when people look at you, there is a big difference in your life. Why? Because God's presence is right there. David is filled with joy as the ark returns to Jerusalem, and he praises God. To have the presence of God in his life leads to David giving himself completely to worship God. Once the presence of God is there, you will completely worship God. See, worship is a matter of attitude in the heart. How we worship God? It's above all. Lord, not me, it's you. Not myself, it's you, Lord. You serve God, you're serving the Lord. Focus on this, your service to the Lord. Amen. And He will bless. Pursue God's presence unashamedly. 16 to 23, you will read that in 2 Samuel chapter 6. Michal, David's wife, watched David entering the city, not as a king, but an ashamed worshiper of God. Amen. Why? Because his clothes is no longer like the king's clothes. He's now like an ordinary person. An ordinary man. Worshiping God. It humbles us when we put God in its place. We approach God as He is. He's God. He's holy. Amen. He is holy God. You know, many times they would ask me, why you use the King James Bible? I use the King James Bible. Amen. He said, it's hard to understand. The new injected virus or the NIV or Good News, they're easy to understand. King James's heart, my friend, is like this. That is God's word. It should be hard to understand. It's a word of God. It's not a word of man. Even the word of man is very confusing. Right? Look at the laws of this land. You read them, very confusing. Lawyers debate. The lawyer wrote the law. And when the lawyer reads it, they debate, confuse their mind. Right? But this is God's word. Word of God, a holy word. Amen? Shouldn't be easy to understand. But when you have the Spirit of God will teach us the truth. Amen? And He will guide us and lead us, and that Spirit of God will speak to our hearts, and we will be able to worship God because we have His Word. Amen? We have His Word. It will make us humble before God. Paul made himself humble. Remember Peter also when Jesus said, you draw closer and then throw the net. And when they throw the net, what happened? They draw a very huge number of fish that their net break. And then Peter says, Lord, depart from me. I'm not worthy. Lord, we toil all night. We did not catch the fish. Nevertheless, at your word, I will obey. I will let down the net. Amen. Amen. See, when he followed God's word, see the blessing? Amen. When we follow God's word, hallelujah. So when I went to Thailand, follow God's calling, you know, I'm so afraid. Because I don't know the language. I don't know anybody there. And I don't have much support. I just went there. In 97, by God's grace, I was given opportunity to travel in the States in a singing group. We traveled to many churches as a singing group. So I met some friends, and then when I'm going to Thailand, I called them, hey, I'm going to Thailand, can you help me? So there are some friends that help, so I have enough to survive. But I went there. I don't know what's going to happen. But said, Lord, you called me here. You called me. 2 years after, my wife needs to go to a hospital for a surgery. We have no money. I went to hospitals, and imagine I said, can you give me a good price? Can you do that here? Can you go to a hospital and say, can you give me a bargain? I bargained. Until finally, there is a hospital that says, $2,000, we'll do it for you. Praise God. I said, all right, do it. Because the other hospital says, $5,000. Where in the earth I'm going to get the money? There's no way I could get the money. So I prayed. I prayed while she was in the operating room. I went home from 2 in the morning till 6 in the morning. I prayed. I cried like a baby. At 6 in the morning, my phone rang. And on the other end, a lady says, Brother Gutla, yes, ma'am. How can we send money to your end? Well, it's easy. Just go to a place where there is a MoneyGram and send the money. I'll get the code and I can get the money. Usually they send $100, $200. But ma'am, may I ask how much you will send me? $3,000. Hallelujah. Amen. All my bill, hospital bill and medicine is $2,200. I have extra $800. Amen. Praise God. See, not only He will supply your needs, He even supply your wants. Amen. Do you think God blesses us only with our needs? He blesses us with our wants. Amen. Do you need watch? You don't need watch. But you wear watch, right? You don't look and say, oh, it's time. No, you look outside and say, it's still early. Right? Right? Or sometimes you are wearing watch, you will ask your wife, what time is it, darling? That's right. So you don't need it. How many clothes you have in the closet? Right? You know, I don't wear suit like what you wear, because one time I wear a suit
and send my letter to one of my supporters. The new pastor, he's a new pastor, came in and says, this man doesn't need our support because he dressed better than me. Wow. So I don't wear that anymore. What I'm saying is, how much clothes do we need? No, we don't need it, but He supply, amen? He supply all our needs and only our needs. But once, when God's presence is there, you would enjoy the abundant blessings of God, that there is no room for you to put His blessing. God's blessing, God's presence. You have to pursue God's presence unashamedly, pursue God's presence purposely, and pursue God's presence in your life passionately. Amen. I will not finish it all because I keep on promising I will stop. You will get mad at me. But here, if you are ready to start, it is your purpose to have a passion for God and want to do it right. Consciously think about His presence. You need to stop several times a day and just get quiet. For the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46 verse 10. Have you a quiet time with God where you look into His face, tell God, and that He is just right there? Amen. Or you've done all the talking. Carry on a constant conversation with God. Just talk to the Lord. Amen. Talk to the Lord. As the psalmist is talking to God, not about God, he is having conversation. He is having a conversation. Talk to God about everything. Fellowship with Him. Just like a friend. While you're driving, you can talk to God. Amen. But don't close your eyes. Develop a spirit of praise. You know the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His people. Psalm 22 verse 3. When you praise Him, God reveals Himself to you. He's always present. But He manifests Himself when you praise. And if you are having difficulty praying, begin praise. You'll have an ocean to swim in. Just praise the Lord. When you cannot pray, when it is very hard, you can just say, Lord, thank you. I just would like to praise you. Amen. Just would like to praise you, God. You know, when I started that ministry again in Thailand, I really don't know what we're going to do. After 2 years, we have people receive water baptism. I've been in Thailand for 15 years. This is our 16th year. Of course, there are all some challenges, hard experience, discouragement, so on and so forth. The whole nine yard, as you put it, in the United States. But thank God, He is faithful. Amen. Thank God. We praise Him. For God, in His presence, He is just right there. What is the burden in your life? What is the need? God's presence is right there. He sees everything. He's always present. Will be a great blessing. We just say, I just would like to praise you, Lord. Just like Fanny Crosby. She praises God, even though she can't see. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Even though he lost all his children. David Livingstone says, if it is an honor to be commissioned by an earthly king, why it is a sacrifice to serve the King of Kings. It's not a sacrifice. People may think it's a sacrifice, but I'm telling you, all we did is not a sacrifice. It's all a great honor and privilege to serve God. Out of millions, we are here today worshiping God. Oh, my dearly beloved in the Lord, just pray that God will continually use us till the trumpet of God will sound. Thank you very much for this opportunity. God bless you.